and this is a little bit of a different inyan, but it's still in the context. We just spoke about Hagalas Kelim, so I want to talk a little bit about Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is a big inyan. They say by the Rebbes, they used to like go to mikvah and do hispodidus and, you know, whatever different Rebbes do to get in the zone. They would do that before Bedikas Chametz. And they would spend hours doing Bedikas Chametz. Again, different people have different minhagim at home. And, you know, I'm sure our parents or our, you know, mothers want us doing different styles of Bedikas Chametz than we would probably want to do. Al Kopanim, there's a very fascinating Gemara. We had learned the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Lamed Amabez with Hagalah, but let's jump to a Gemara in Pesachim, Zayin Amabez and Ches Amaralath. I actually heard this idea a long time ago. I think I heard it when I was in Shalvim, actually. We have some of Shalvim, I don't want to even say alumni right now. We have Shalvim Talmidim, who happen to be on Zoom right now in Chicago. But the point is, I heard a vart once from Rabbi Yaakov Danishevsky. So even if you didn't go to Shalvim, so many of the Chevri here also had Rabbi Danishevsky in at least some capacity in Ida Crown. Fine, so he said an awesome vart on this Gemara. The Gemara says the following, okay? The Gemara says that you're supposed to use a ner. You're supposed to use a candle for Bedikas Chametz, right? You don't use, let's say it like this. In Bokin lola ora chama, v'lola ora halavona. You don't use the sunlight, you don't use the light of the moon, v'lola ora havuka, and you don't use a, what's an avuka? Anybody? Is anybody not muted? Feel free to jump in, by the way. I know I said that. An avuka, Dani?
Torch.
A torch, very good. Right, so we don't use the sun, the moon, a torch, but rather what do we use? Zok the Gemara, el or haner, b'nesha or haner, yafe lebedika. The Gemara says that the ner, a candle, is better for bedika. Okay, fine, very nice. Why is that? What's significant about it? How is it better for bedika, let's say? So the Gemara gives four reasons. Number one, it can get into smaller corners. Okay? Yachol lehachniso lechorun ulesedakin, masha'en okein, a torch, let's say, or some of the other, you know, means of illumination. Rav Zvid Amar, ze oro lefanav, ze oro la'acharav. When it comes to a torch, right? The Gemara really is going through why a ner is better than a torch. But the Gemara says an oro is lefanav. When you have a candle, you hold the candle in front of you, but you can't hold a torch in front of your face, right? You hold a torch in front of your face, you're not going to have a face anymore. So you have to hold it either way off to the side or behind you, okay? So again, number one, we've had a ner gets in the small corners, candles in front of you, not behind you or to the side of you. Number three is that the candle is not likely to spread, right? It stays right in front of you. And Rashi explains this Gemara to say that we're afraid that the candle will spread and it'll cause some sort of damage. And the last one is that a candle is stable. It's not a jumping flame, right? A torch jumps a little bit. Mashiach can in there. It's pretty calm. It's pretty stable. It stays right in front of you. And Yaakov, Rabbi Danishevsky, wanted to darshan that, again, if we're talking about when we do Hagalas Kelim or when we do Bedikas Chametz, for sure, let's keep it in Bedikas Chametz right now. When we do Bedikas Chametz, so again, like the Gemara in Brochos and Yud Zayin says, that Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha, Hashem, we really want to do your will, that's really our Etzem Ratzon, Elamai, Sor Shebi'isa V'Shibur Malchios, and the Sor Shebi'isa, the yeast that is in the bread, the yeast that makes the bread rise, so that's Merumas to the Yetzer Hara. Rashi, even on the Gemara there, talks about that. Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken, I think I have it down here in my notes, Rashi comments, Yetzer Hara shebevenu hamach mitzenu. The Yetzer Hara that's in our hearts that causes us to rise, so to speak, that causes us to get arrogant. So all this Haram talk about how Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz, it's really an avodah in ridding ourselves of the Yetzer Hara. So Yaakov wanted to suggest that these four milos of a candle over a torch are really insightful in terms of how we're supposed to go about fighting our Yetzer Hara, right? So the ner gets into the small corners. Number two is that it's in front of you. Number three is that it stays in front of you. It's not going to cause damage. And number four is that it's stable. And if we can, I want to, you know, maybe speak a little bit about each one of these nekudos. I'm not sure how long we're supposed to go. I'll speak for another little bit. These four nekudos, b'derech, moser b'derech, drosh b'derech, avoda. So the first one is that a ner gets into small corners. So there's a well-known Sfas Emes. I think it's a well-known Sfas Emes. If it's not well-known, we'll make it well-known right now. But it's important to know that the Yetzer Hara doesn't leave anything unturned. The Yetzer Hara is going to get us every time we think we're good. That's usually when he ends up tricking us and causing us to do things that we don't want to do or that we would later regret. So the Sfas Emes says that Chametz and Matzah really have the same letters, right? The Tzadi and the Mem are exactly the same. The only difference is the Ches and the Hey, right? One tiny little dot separates matzah and chametz. And I think that's an important thing to think about, how the smallest dot can make the biggest difference in the world, right? It could be the difference between Isser Chametz, right? Leaving it in 18 minutes versus 18 minutes and 10 seconds or whatever. You know, I don't exactly know what the real cutoff is. But the point is that any tiny little thing can make a big difference. And if it's true with regards to Chametz and Matzah and stuff that's Chametz and stuff that's not, and an Isser Kares, so then we also know that it's true for Tova as well, right? If anything, Gemara Makos also says later on in the third parak, if I'm not mistaken, that just like thing, if it's true, Mitzad Hara, so Mida Tova Meruba, that it's so much more so for the good. And I want to think about that, because the Sfas Emes is a beautiful idea. This is one of my favorite Sfas Emeses that I may or may not have shared with some of the Chevra here in the past. But the Sfas Emes writes, this is in Parshas of Eschanan in the Likutim. It's not in the actual of Eschanan, but it's in the Likutim, and I think it's important to mention this point now, as you'll see in a second. The Gemara says that Va'eschanan, the Medrash really says, Rashi quotes this, the Medrash says that Va'eschanan is merumas to the 515 tefillas to Moshe Rabbeinu Davin to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Elamai, Hashem said, Al Tosef da Ber Elai Od B'davar Hazeh, you're not allowed to Davin to me anymore. And the Sfasem is learns from there that Hayitachin Moshe was able to Davin one more tefillah, 516, he would have been allowed in. So Hashem said no more. But the Sfas Emes takes it another step. The Sfas Emes says something, it's mamish peladik. Sfas Emes says that B'nai Yisrael thought, U'mistama B'nai Yisrael chashru, im Moshe Rabbeinu lo hoil b'tfilaso. So if Moshe Rabbeinu davened so many times and he wasn't successful, so mikol shekein anu. So for sure we can't be able to daven. We're not, our tfilas aren't going to be effective. Avayir ki o tfila achas hayemoyil. That is one of the most frightening lines you can ever hear. I'm going to read that one more time. If there was one more tefillah by one more Jew, so Moshe Rabbeinu would have been allowed in. Right. So again, how do we start? Just for the people who just joined, Shalom Aleichem. So the Sfas Emes is saying, we'll take it back, we'll go all the way. The Gemara Psachim on Zayin Amud Beis Ches says that we have to use a ner instead of a torch for Bedikas Chametz. Why do we need to do that? So number one, a ner gets in small corners. Number two, the candle stays in front of you. You can't hold a torch in front of your face. Number three, a candle stays in front of you. It's not going to spread and go wild and cause damage. Mashe'eno kein, a torch. And number four is a candle is stable. So this idea that the ner gets in small corners, we're talking about bedikas chametz, and not just physical chametz, but spiritual chametz, getting rid of the yetzer hara that we have in our hearts. So we said that there's only a tiny dot that separates chametz and matzah. The little dot between the hay and the ches, because the mem and sadi are the same. Every little bit matters, every little bit counts, and the Sfas Emes says in Parshas Va'eschanan, in Likutim, that this is true for tefillah of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael thought Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos, as the Medrash says, and he wasn't allowed in, so everyone else said, okay, what's the point? Why should I daven? Says the Sfas Emes, a frightening thing, but I think an empowering idea, that one more tefillah would have enabled Moshe Rabbeinu to get into Eretz Yisrael. One tefillah from one Jew, it didn't matter if it was Moshe the water schlepper, or Moshe the tailor, or Moshe the whatever, one more tefillah would have made a difference, okay? And I think that's something important to think about, you know, especially in the times that we find ourselves in. And that's the following. In the times that we find ourselves in, you know, there are lots of people, hopefully davening, and I'm sure there are also lots of people who think their tefillos are not effective. And we think there's so many Jews davening, and there's so many Jews doing different things, and I'm getting a new WhatsApp every 15, 20 minutes with another name and another urgent please daven for this person. And I bet there are people who kind of just, you know, okay, you know, it stinks, but it's like another, after a certain point, it's like another WhatsApp. What should I do? Do my tefillos really matter? And the Sfas Emes is saying is, yes, your tefillos absolutely matter. All of our tefillos matter. Every little thing makes a big difference. There's another fantastic word I heard, similar idea. The Mishnah Avos says, Olam hazeh doma l'prozdor, that this world is compared to the lobby, and Olam haba is the actual ballroom where the wedding takes place. So Rafaim Waxman had an unbelievable mashal to explain that. Right? My father-in-law likes to say that Chazal don't give mishalim for no reason. Right? You don't find it all the time that Rashi's saying, oh, b'derech mashal l'mah ha'davar doma, and anytime Chazal is using a mashal, it's supposed to be incredibly insightful. Right, because they're having you understand something that you would not have been able to understand otherwise. So Rafaim Waxman said a beautiful idea. He said, when you get to a wedding, right, what do you do in the lobby of the hotel or of the wherever the wedding's taking place? So no one's, you know, getting dressed right there in the middle of the lobby. You're not like walking in your undergarments and getting dressed 100% there, right? If you're a guy, maybe you're doing your tie or pulling your tie up. If you're a hat, you put your hat down, I guess, your brim down. If you're a girl, maybe you run your fingers through your sheitel. I don't know what girls do, but the point is, there's only like a tiny little thing that you do to get ready. And that's the greatest trick of the Yetzer Hara. The Mishnah says, Olam Hazeh is Doma Leprozdor. This world is like the lobby. Why is Chazal telling us that? Why is that a Mishnah in Avos? Because the Yetzer Hara, it tricks us into thinking that you have to go through these crazy transformations in order to accomplish anything in your own Yiddishkeit. And you think, oh, I need to move to like Bnei Brak and become like firmer than Reb Chaim Kanievsky to like be a decent Jew. But that's not necessarily, I mean, it could be that's what Hashem wants, but I don't know. I don't believe that that's really what Hashem wants from us. It's the little things that we do. The smallest things we do can make the biggest impact in our avodas Hashem. Right? Whether that means taking 3 seconds in my high school, my 12th grade Rebbe, Reb Tani Kohn, Shlita always told us that the biggest thing you can do for your Shemona Esrei is just pause for 3 seconds before you start. Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, think what those words mean. Think about Hashem giving you, right? The Kedushas Levi talks about how Hashem Sefasai Tiftach V'yagiti L'secha is a prayer to be able to pray. Stop for 3 seconds before you daven. Or stop for 1 second before every single paragraph in Shemona Esrei. And think what the bracha is about. You get to Baruch Aleinu. Think about someone whose job is up in the air now because of the whole pandemic going around. Right? The smallest things can have the biggest impact in our Avodas Hashem. And that's why, again, B'derech Jurus, when it comes to B'dikas Chametz, you can use a ner, or you should use a ner and not a torch, because you have to get into the small places. Number two is a candle is in front of you. So Yaakov has this idea that I probably quote B'shem him every single Yontif since I heard the Vart. And it says like this: we know that there are three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's the progression. So the Baal HaTanya says that there's Chachma, Bina, and Da'as. Chachma, I don't know if the Chevra here has learned Tanya yet, but Chachma, the Baal HaTanya says, is Koachma. Bina is a higher level of understanding. Again, let's take a step back, slow down. Koachma means it's the potential. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? Yaakov wanted to say that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is Chachma, Bina, and Da'as. So what does that mean? The Baal HaTanya says that Chachma is Koachma. It means that you're not exactly sure what's happening, but you're excited. You have a thought that pops into your mind. That's what Chachma is, right? You begin to start thinking about something. Bina is you begin to really understand it in a more significant way. And then Da'as is the level of really knowing. And you make it, your mamish internalize the Deya. So he says that's the same thing with the Regalim, right? Firstly, you have Pesach. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And we didn't know what was going to happen to us, but we were becoming a nation. Then you have Shavuos, that's when we got the Torah, and then we begin to learn Torah, that's Bina. And then Sukkos is the Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, and we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah, in a, almost like the Yichud room with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of this. But Pesach, if you follow this idea from Rabbi Danishevsky, is the beginning. It's that exciting, it's that what's going to be. And maybe Pshat is in this, or we can say Al Derech Jewish, when the second reason the Gemara gave was that the candle is in front of you. And I think this idea of this excitement of running forward, or Tzadok writes in the opening piece in Tzidkas Tzadok in Os Aleph, he talks about that we had this initial excitement and we had to run out of Mitzrayim Bechi Pazon, and we needed to be excited about it. And once you jump in, and once you're in it, then you can slow down and take a step back. But sometimes, again, the way to overcome the Yetzer Hara is to not think. Sometimes we make too many cheshbonos. And we say, no, I'm not going to go to the shiur because of X, Y, or Z, or I'm not going to commit to the chavrusa, right? People were talking daf yomi time, right? When it was after the Siyum HaShas, people were talking about, you know, a chavrusa. Oh, maybe you can have a chavrusa. I don't know. It's kind of early. It's a big commitment. It's 7 years. Just do. Just learn, and you'll figure it out. Sometimes you just have to jump into it. And that's this idea of being progressive and jumping and going weiter. Yona, you raising your hand? You can just talk if you want. What's up, Yona?
Good stuff.
Oh, that was a clapping emoji. I wasn't sure if that was a hand raise emoji or a clapping emoji. Shkoyach. Okay, fine. Thank you. It's always good to get that in the middle of the shir. Someone like gives you a thumbs up in the middle, you know? Okay, especially on like Zoom when I can't see like all your faces. When someone like puts an emoji up, that's nice. So shkoyach. I appreciate that. Number three, let's go a little bit weiter. Hope that's okay with everybody. Number three is the candle stays in front of you and it won't cause damage to anybody else on the side. And I think that's an important yesod in our own growth in Avodas Hashem, especially when it comes to trying to accomplish more in Avodas Hashem, and sometimes we become selfish. When you're in yeshiva, especially, and there are a lot of B'nai Yeshiva in the room, when you're in yeshiva, you don't really think about other people too much. because you're not like making your food, you're not doing your laundry. I mean, I guess it depends on what yeshiva you're in. I assume you're not doing your laundry. There's so many things you're just worrying about yourself. You're in your own Dalet Amos and you're figuring it out. Koenig's like nodding his head. He's like, no way, I'm in Shraga. I do my own laundry, man. But the idea is that you got someone to take care of you. Okay, fine. So this idea that really, 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 there's a lot of self-centeredness, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. We're focused on ourselves and trying to become better Jews and better people. But I think very often we lose sight of what else is going on. And again, the Nair is better than the Avuka, than the torch, because it stays in front of us and it won't damage anyone else. And this idea of Rav Meilech Biederman, I don't know if any of the Chevra learned Rav Meilech at all, but he said an awesome vort. He says, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, we say Shalom Aleichem. Right, you don't have that, like before you shake Arba Minim, you say Shalom Aleichem to three different people. Like, what's up with Shalom Aleichem before Kiddush Levana, or in the middle of Kiddush Levana? So we say in that paragraph that we're being Mekabel Pnei Shechina, right? So it says Rav Meilech, that the only way you can be Mekabel Pnei Shechina is if you say Shalom Aleichem to three other people first. Meaning, you have to make sure your Bein Adam L'Chaviro is Chazak if you're going to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. It's the same reason the Gemara in Brachos talks about the Zman for Kriyashma in the morning by Netzach Hama, Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So, is it the Techeles, the different colors, but there's a day in the Gemara there that says, no, Bizman Mishi Yakir, you have to be able to recognize your friend from four Amos away. Meaning, if you can't be Makir another Jew, you can't be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim properly. You have to recognize, you have to see other people around you, and I think that's an important idea. And then the flip side of that also, if you can, you know, stay with me for two, B'derech Drush is in one idea. The Gemara again said that you have to stay in front of you. It won't cause damage to anyone to the sides. Sometimes the thing that damages us the most in our own Avodas Hashem is looking at people to the sides of us. I mean, when you're in yeshiva or you're anywhere in life, forget yeshiva. When you're a Jew living in this world, so often you look to people to the left of you, to the right of you. I'm not talking like hashkafically or politically. I'm saying physically. You're in shul. You look at someone, and they're to the right of you, to the left of you. You see this guy or this person davening in a certain fashion, or this person learning a certain thing, and you start thinking, shoot, I should be davening in that way, or I should be learning in that way. And that's not what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to be you. Hashem doesn't want you to be someone else, and you have to figure out what's best for you. Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to be more like other people that we forget about being ourselves. And that person has just a different, you know, tchunas and nefesh, and he has a different koach, and he has a different background, and because of that, he's where he is. I never, ever understood, I don't know if any of the chevra ever watched, you know, track in the Olympics. I never, ever understood it my entire life, because I always thought the guy starting in the innermost track was at a disadvantage because he was so far back. I think, I see Donnie smiling, maybe I told him this mashal before he left the yeshiva. The person who's on the innermost track is so far behind. And I always thought he's at a disadvantage, there's no chance he can win. Because the guy on the outermost track is so far in front of him. But the idea is that everyone's running 100 meters, it doesn't matter where you start. Meaning we're all running the same race, we're trying to be Mekabel Omach Shemayim, to be Mekadeshim Shemayim in this world, and to be Megala, you know, Hashem's Or in this world. And be the best Jews that we can be. And if you look to the right, you see a guy's ahead of you. And you begin to think, oh my gosh, I'm not doing what I should be doing. You look to behind you, or to the left, and there's a guy behind you, and you think, oh, I'm way frumer, I'm a much better Jew than he is. But we're all wrong. You just have to look down and run your race, because that's all Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to be the best that you can be. So again, maybe to say in two different ways, the candle stays in front of you, number one, so it's not damaging people. And the candle stays in front of you to remind you that your Yetzer Hara is sometimes going to be to the left and to the right of you, and you have to remember to stay focused and stay in front of you. And the last idea, which is a well-known idea, is the candle is stable. And what's the significance of that? So there's a well-known medrash. The Maharal quotes this in Nesivos Olam Nesiv Avas Reya in Perak Aleph, but the Gemara, the medrash that talks about what's the most important pasuk in the Torah. And Shimon ben Pazi says it's not Shema Yisrael, and it's not V'hafta Reyecha Kamocha, but rather he holds it's Esa Keves Echad Ta'aseh B'boker Ve'esa Keves Hashini Ta'aseh Ben Arbayim. And the Maharal quotes and he says, Amad Rebbe Ploni Al Raglov. So one of the Rabbanim, one of the Talmidei Chacham in the base medrash got up and said, Halacha Ke Ben Pazi. The halacha is that Esa Keves Echad is the most important pasuk in the Torah. And why is that? Because it's all about consistency and stability. And you get in a routine. And that's the most important thing. For sure, if you're in, some of the guys here are in YU, some of the guys are listening from Yeshiva, you're used to a sort of routine. You're in a routine and you get out of that when you come home for Bein Hazmanim or an extended Bein Hazmanim. It's important to get in a routine. But there are also guys listening who are not in YU. And it's important in life. One of my friends, if you see him on the video screen, his name's Corey. Corey is one of my biggest inspirations for learning Mishnah Yomi. You do 2 Mishnayos a day, 4 Mishnayos a day, whatever it is, you have no clue the idios you pile up, and you show yourself that you're able to do it, and you're able to stay consistent. And once you do 2 Mishnayos a day, maybe you say, you know what, in addition to Mishnayos, I can pick up a Chavrusa, it may be Gemara, or maybe I'm going to start doing Mishnai Mikra, or whatever it may be, but the point is, consistency is the most important thing. And that's why the Ner is more important. Again, B'derech Drush, it's better than the Avuka, it's better than the flame, because it's stable, it's not all over the place. And it's important to get in some sort of routine. It's also, by the way, I'll just note parenthetically, life throws you curveballs and you have to deal with that. And sometimes you're going to be off of your routine and things get a little bit tricky. But to find a sense of consistency and stability in that ocean of like chaos is an important thing. Rav Moshe Sternbach says in his Parsha Sefer, Tam Vidas, he quotes Elimelech Milizhensky. He quotes the Noam Elimelech. I think this is in Parsha Shlach. And there are two different Lashonos in the Pasuk by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, Bayabasha Beso Chayam, and then Beso Chayam Bayabasha. And he says, Tzadikim are Bayabasha Beso Chayam. Meaning, even when they are Beso Chayam, even when they're in the water, in the world of chaos and craziness and waves and everything going on around them, they're able to be Bayabasha. And I think when you have a sense of consistency or stability in your Avodas Hashem, so that no matter what's going on at home, no matter what's going on in your day at the office, and no matter what's going on in the world around you, you have your 2 Mishnayos as a bedrock of your Avodas Hashem. You have that 7 o'clock minyan that you go to, you have your Chavrus that you're going to have, no matter what happens throughout the rest of the day, you know having that sense of consistency in your life is so critical, and it can be an anchor for your own Avodas Hashem and help you not get lost in the waves of whatever else is going on in the world. So let's just do a quick chazara here. We quoted the Gemara Pesachim Zayin Amud Beis and Chesem Menalth. It says you have to use the ner, a candle, and not an avuka, not a torch for bedikas chametz. Why? So the Gemara said 4 different reasons. The ner gets in small corners. A candle stays in front of you. A candle stays in front of you in the sense that, first of all, you can hold it in front of you. A torch you can't hold in front of your face. And then also it stays in front of you. It's not going to go out and cause anyone else damage. And 4 was that it's stable. And we spoke about this idea that the ner gets in the small corners. The little things in life make the biggest difference, right? We spoke about every tefillah counts, and we spoke about Olmazez Doma Lepruzdor. And it's the little things like 3 seconds before Shemoneh Esrei, pausing and thinking, that can make the biggest difference in the world. We spoke about that the candle is in front of you, right? You hold it in front of you, and that's the idea of Pesach, right? From Rabbi Danishevsky, he spoke about this idea of Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos is Doma Techachma Bina and Das, the Koachma, the inspiration, that excitement of jumping in. We quoted Rav Tzadok at the beginning, who said when it comes to something in Avodas Hashem and Ruchnia, so jump in and then you'll figure it all out. 3, we said the candle stays in front of you, right? Not being mafria anybody else while you're trying to grow in Bein Adam Lamakom Beinon Laatzmo. You can't forget about Beinon Lachaviro, and that's the idea we quoted from Rav Biederman about saying Shom Aleichem 3 times before you're Mekabel Pnei Shechina, because the only way to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina properly is if you recognize other Jews. And this 4th idea of consistency, stability, and that will enable us to be able to find the Biyaba Shah B'so Chayam. So it's so nice to see everyone. I think Amir Tisham, we're going to meet again on Thursday night for anyone who's interested. It's so nice to see everybody's faces, and let's be in touch. Feel free to call, text, whatever it is. It's great to see you guys, and I hope everyone has a great rest of the night and a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Kol Tov.